Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up, get up, get up. It's a get up show.
Write this down. Today, Maddie was right.
I win.
You did
life.
It. You did it, big boy.
All right, I gotta go.
He's got a punch boy out today.
I'm gonna Costanza this and walk on out.
What's happening? You got the get up show here on the Simon Says podcast. Sean and Maddie, Charlie's got the day off. And so if you want to click a like, we'd like that. If you want to subscribe, that's cool. If
download
you want to,
it. Hey, go nuts.
Download it like crazy. And call us 336-373-0987 if you'd ever like to chime in and be a part of the podcast. So you see so many horrible pictures and gut-wrenching stories out of the mountains about, you know, people who lost their house, lost their business. And you think about the places that we used to go visit, like Chimney Rock, Lake Lure. Those places do not look like themselves and won't for years.
No, you know what's interesting is that now that people are starting to get cell signals and stuff, yeah, that's been the big thing, is that you're seeing a lot more like as it happened video.
Yes.
And it's insane. I mean, no one expected, you know, you think it's going to, oh, we might get a lot of rain, but then you don't think about, oh, what's that going to do to the rivers and stuff? And especially towns where it's like the one road that's right next to a river, and now that road is entirely gone.
Like,
That section of 40, that was the craziest thing. A section of the highway washed out,
yeah,
like an entire lane.
Just gone. And we often, you know, obviously you think about coastal when you hear about a hurricane.
Sure.
So it's so counterintuitive and just so, I mean, insulting. It's just so mean that that has to happen. It's just the worst. Couple of cool things. You were talking about the cell service. They brought in a bunch of Starlinks, mobile,
yeah,
cell towers and stuff.
That is a positive about old Muskie.
Yeah, Elon Musk Starlink.
He is able to park the satellite, you know, in spots where they're having issues, and so they are able to get that coverage. I also, you know, you had mentioned the other day about the Operation Airdrop,
mm-hmm,
and I saw there's this YouTuber, Cletus McFarland, has a huge YouTube thing, mostly car stuff. He had recently bought a helicopter and refurbished it and was going to go. He really was gearing up to do a video of just doing some fun stuff with his wife. Had a friend from North Carolina call, and he put a whole video up of him with his helmet cam on. And it was to show how bad it is, but he was actually landing it in some of those smaller towns where you couldn't get in at all.
What was he doing when he landed?
He was bringing supplies getting people out as they needed it.
Wow.
You know, people, he's like, you know, he's like, this thing was brand new, you know, but I don't care what state it's in now. He's like, it's been thrown up in, it's in, you know, dogs are in it.
But that's a brilliant thing. I mean, if you've got a helicopter, you can really help right then. You can go do something.
And that was, you know, and that's the other thing too. He was showing, it was like 30 something helicopters at this one airport and they were organizing that kind of stuff. But, you know, I know that, like, I was sitting around watching the news and looking at all the pictures, and it's like, you feel like, I want to help.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about it earlier. It's like, I actually went on to Samaritan's Purse, and they have, they're taking volunteers and stuff. And I was like, I would love to go and actually donate and go spend, you can do like an overnight thing where you do 3 days or up to 2 weeks. Mm. And I was like, I would do that in a heartbeat. But then I'm thinking about it, I'm like, I'm a mat. Like, I'm physically not able to do. Like, I do a day of yard work and I'm laid out.
Isn't that awful?
No, I know. And it's so hard when you want to do something. So it's like, I like the idea of like, there's all these opportunities. And that's the other thing that's been amazing is watching how people are reacting. And there are, you know, while there are a lot of people trying to bring supplies and stuff, there are so many other organizations also on the ground that the world, what is it?
They want money is what they want. The number one thing that you can do to help is give money. The story about my friend Mary Dew, sweet Mary Dew, just the coolest chick. She, I worked with her in Virginia Beach years ago, and she was actually at one of my weddings.
Oh, really?
We were that close, yeah. So people started sharing this thing the other day that said, my dear friend Mary Dew from Asheville is missing. And this was on Monday. They started posting that Mary was missing, and she'd been missing since Friday. And it just became this chain of people reposting, which is beautiful. It's a beautiful sentiment. But I was thinking, we're never going to know because you guys keep posting this. There's 1,000 of these on her page. So if she was to pop up, we won't know. Then comments started coming in that said, Mary's been found. She was evacuated to Nashville, Tennessee. And come to find out, that was most likely a scammer who wanted you to click a link.
Isn't that awful? Dude, like the worst kinds of people come out in these times too.
And
that's the thing too, because we're all trying to donate. We all want to donate something. We want to do something. And they're like, well, here, click this link. It's like, no, don't, you know, like, so.
That and the people that they caught looting, you know, at people's houses that were pushed over, stealing out of their broken down houses.
Well, that's super fun. Yeah.
So then everybody came back and said, it's not true. She hasn't been found. And this was going into like Tuesday. Yeah. It was going into Tuesday, I believe. And then a video appears of Mary. She's okay.
Yeah,
she's okay. She was found and she looks great. And the deal was two dudes that knew people who knew her hiked to a location that she might have been, and there she was. And so they took a video. There's no cell service.
Yeah.
They took a video.
Hiked down,
and then they posted the video, and it was like, oh, my God, a happy ending, just what we need. Thank you.
And that's what I like. I do appreciate the fact that there are a lot of options out there to donate money to places that are doing, like, boots-on-the-ground stuff. So, you know, I love all the drives. I mean, I love people putting together supplies and getting them up there, but I think, you know, the other issue is, you know, people need fuel. They need, you know, roads cleared.
Yeah.
They need, like, it's great to give stuff, but it's like,
money, man. It's money. If you want to get fuel, give money.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, we all want to do something, and everybody has a problem processing this thing. And you see some people, like, there was a lady who was online talking about her Airbnb got canceled.
Oh my God. She's going viral. Like, that, you got to know your time and place, though.
She was rough. She's worried about her money for her Airbnb and her planned vacation. I mean, that is so myopic to think this is what you're worried about.
Yeah.
The place where you were going to stay could be washed away, not even there.
Like the Orange Peel in Asheville was posting up like, hey, you know, you got to just assume these shows are canceled right now. We will get back to you. But A, we don't have, you know, phones necessarily. And two, we're trying to make sure our people are alive. You know what? So I get that idea of like, you know, you got to get out of your own way sometimes.
Yeah.
But that lady, the Airbnb thing was like, oh, sweetie, what are you doing?
And even a friend of mine was posting up because he has a yearly guys trip to the mountains, which was about to be coming up. It's always in October when the leaves are beautiful. And he was saying, I guess I'll have a staycation instead. But I found out that my timeshare is still there, so I'll get to go back. And I'm thinking, dude, there's so much more to worry about right now. But people don't know what to do. People don't know how to act. When it's something this big and we don't have Superman, you don't know what to do. You don't know what to think.
I really wish we did have Superman.
God knows. Me too.
There's a couple opportunities for him right now.
For real. So, yeah, we got a thing on the website. If you want to help out, you don't know what to do, go to 987simon.com. And it's pretty obvious. How can you help? It's right there.
Yeah.
So if you want to do something, do something. We'll help you out. All right. Penguin. You watching Penguin?
Yeah. So I did catch up on the second episode. The first episode, did you ever watch the Batman? The most recent Batman with Pattinson, where they introduced him?
Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson, the vampire.
Is that the one where
it's super
the
long.
Riddler does the...
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, because that's where they introduce, you know, first of all, Colin Farrell as Penguin is amazing. Like, you wouldn't even know it was him.
It's amazing. Clearly, you wouldn't know it's him. I always, when I'm watching him talk, I'm like, I'm trying to see any any flash of Colin Farrell in there, and there's never one.
Nah, he's underrated as an actor, but it was it's still that same dark. It's after the Batman movie, timeline-wise, and it's just about the Penguin. And the first episode was great.
It was awesome.
About the power struggle and the mob, and it's super dark. The second episode didn't hit as hard for me.
Me neither.
And I know you kind of felt the same way.
Yeah, I was a little let down by the second one because they've built it up so much. I mean, the first episode came out, and everybody's saying, I like this. The first time it was out, it was called The Sopranos, which I kind of understand. There's some character aspects that do harken back to The Sopranos. He walks like Vito.
Yeah, but that's also saying, like, you know, any mob, if it has to do with the mob, it's Sopranos. I mean, I don't think that's fair.
Well, it's also that it's gritty, you know, and it's, you know, I think I get it. I get the comparison. But what I don't understand is, like, they've got this companion podcast and documentaries about the show that was one episode in when they started all this. It's like, you guys are making this.
Oh, they do that now. HBO does that with almost all their shows now. They have a podcast, or they'll do stay tuned after the show for a play on the episode.
That.
Yeah, they do that on House of the Dragons. They did that on, that's their new thing.
I think it's presumptuous to go ahead and treat this show like it's a Sopranos, because those documentaries came out years after the show was gone and there was still plenty to talk about. This is a mini series too, by the way.
Yeah.
There's only 8 episodes.
But that's interesting too, because that's kind of what Marvel's been doing. Marvel's been doing like these filler shows between the movies. Not that it's worked out great for them, but I did think it was interesting. I didn't see that as a thing, you know, that they would do that with Penguin. And I'll still be curious to see what they do for the next Batman movie. I thought the last one was really good. It's just super long.
Yeah.
It's kind of slow.
Yeah, I only saw the end, so I didn't see the Penguin part. I saw the water.
Oh, he's in there. He's splashing around in the water. He loves it.
Yeah, the thing about it is you don't recognize Colin Farrell. And I was reading, you know, I fell down the rabbit hole. The first episode was so dang good that I read a bunch of backstory on it. And he said the things that disappointed him about the show was that they didn't call him Penguin and he didn't get to have a cigar. Well, in the second episode, spoiler alert, dude calls him Penguin and he's smoking a cigar.
Did you also catch the jewelry store, the name of the jewelry store?
No.
Is Burgess Jewelry?
Ah, Burgess Meredith.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I caught that. I love little stuff like that. And I didn't even think about the cigar.
Yeah.
They changed his name. It was supposed to,
Cobblebottom.
Oswald Cobblepotter. Cobblepot.
Cobblepot, not Cobblebottom. That's what I have. Fresh.
But, yeah, and the show is Oz Cobb or whatever.
Oswald Cobb.
But, my biggest takeaway is, and I wish I knew her name, but the actress who plays
the Italian girl?
Yes.
She's awesome.
She's been in a couple shows, and she is fantastic.
Yeah.
She was in Black Mirror. She was in, what was the other show?
I don't know.
Something on Prime.
Well, you know, Penguin was invented. Bob Kane drew him the first time in the 40s. And they drew him as the millionaire with the top hat and tails and the long cigarette holder.
Yeah.
And so if you're expecting that, this ain't that.
No. I'm waiting to see if they're going to get around to, like, he's got this kind of distinct scar on his face, too, that kind of almost makes his face look like a beak.
Right.
Which I'm curious to see how they do that. But
Well, there's going to be flashbacks. You're going to find out all that stuff. One thing, man, his Brooklyn accent is on the verge of Bugs Bunny.
Oh, it is very.
He's waking. Over here. Wake.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, Join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, but I'm excited and a little bit tortured because it comes on once a week, like old school. You can't go watch them all.
I hate
that. Doesn't that drive you crazy?
I was just saying that to, I think, my dad. I was telling him, like, oh, yeah, I've been watching Penguin, but it's a weekly.
Yeah.
And I hate that. It's like I love the where we can just sit and watch shows in a row and just blast through it. Although that does backfire. Like, there's that show, The Power of the Rings on Prime, which is like the whole Tolkien universe. And I had watched it so fast the first time and so much time had passed to the second season that when the new season started, I had to go back and watch the last couple episodes because I had no clue how we got to where we were.
Do you scan QR codes when a QR code, you're encountered by one in the wild? Do you scan it to see what it is?
Not necessarily.
Is there any danger in doing that?
Yes.
What could happen? I thought it was just a picture. What could happen if you scan the wrong QR code?
Nine times out of 10, it'll click you to a link. And so that could get you into a link that would, you know.
But you don't have to click the link, right? Or does it when you scan it?
Sometimes it pops up automatically. Sometimes it doesn't.
Because I'm seeing them everywhere, man. And I'm curious, but I kind of boycotted QR codes when you had to use them at restaurant for menus.
Oh, for your menu?
I was like, I'm not doing that.
Well, it's hard enough to read the menu.
True.
You're sitting there with your phone. You got to get your readers for your readers.
Oh, my God. My sushi lady has at Asahi, she now has a light up magnifying glass that she gives me when I get in there. She used to have a pair of glasses for me in the drawer, like lost and found glasses, like some old lady horn rim, brightly colored glasses. But now I've got my magnifying glass with a handle and a push button light so I can order the right sushi.
That is amazing. Now, I'm more impressed by the fact that you go there enough and the fact that you are that loyal to a place where they give you that.
Yeah.
Oh, here he comes. Get him his special glasses.
Oh, they're great, man. One time I was in there and I had a cold. Knock on wood. I don't want to get a cold. But I had a cold and I was like, I need to order something super spicy because, as my grandmother said, I'm juicy.
Yeah.
My nose is juicy. And she said, I got something that'll fix you right up. She went on her own time. Muddled up a bunch of ginger, just busted up ginger, and then boiled it. And she said, this is ginger tea. This will fix you up. You can make it at home. Just muddle the ginger, and the longer you boil it, the better it gets. And it was good. It worked.
I bet that lit you up.
It did. It helped. And I was like, how sweet is that?
Take that with a ball of wasabi, and you'd be all set.
I don't know. That's a lot. But I do appreciate people helping me out as I get older and blinder.
Yeah, but I like that idea, though. I mean, but yeah, the QR thing, I'll use it sometimes.
There's a QR code in the Penguin. The guy on the subway is walking through. He's handing out a sheet of paper.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He says, scan the QR code to see my face. He's wearing a mask. And that's his whole thing. He's walking through handing a sheet of paper. Scan the QR code to see my face.
I thought about trying to scan it and see what it was.
You know somebody.
Well, they do that all the time now. I mean, that'll pop up more and more where people have those that kind of Easter egg, like, or they'll give out a phone number or a website, and it turns out to actually be something.
Hold on, I'm going to look it up.
It's funny you say that because I thought about that when that scene happened. You know, he's like, scan this, and I'm like, oh, I know people are scanning this.
Of course, I'm going to find out what it is.
I'm more proud about the fact that you're now watching things from beginning to end. You're not just watching the ends of things.
I'm trying.
This is an actual show, too. You're watching a show. And it was filmed in this century.
Huh.
And it's in color.
It was a message about an impending revolution. It even made it to the Today Show. Actually scanned it. Come on, get to it. Don't you dare clickbait me. Oh, they clickbaited me.
Damn it.
Okay, wait. Hold on. Here it is. They're leaving Gotham City. Scan the code. Oh, he was saying scan the code, see Gotham's true face. Okay. The code leads to a website called gothamstrueface.com, which redirects to ratalada.com. It's a pop-up that was in The Batman. That same site. All right. So there you go. It's Riddler stuff. That's what it is Riddler stuff. How about that?
Well, remember when Cloverfield was doing a lot of that?
Don't mention that. That still haunts me.
What?
Cloverfield.
Oh, the first one? Just the sea monster?
That monster. And I would search out pictures of it and get so freaked out sitting at my desk at work.
Can I tell you, I had mentioned about that there was this new luxury yacht and it had this feature that you would like, speaking of sea monsters.
Oh, God.
So part of this thing, it's 454-foot giga yacht. It's not built yet, but it has like...
What makes a giga?
It's like one of those things. It's stupid big.
Okay.
I can't remember how big, but it's got a lounge, the Nemo lounge, that's underwater, set 16 feet below the surface. So you're in the boat, but then you go down into a glass.
Terrifying. Submerged.
So every time I see something like that, or like those restaurants or hotels that are underwater, I'm just picturing the terror. Like, would you ever go in, like would you ever go into an aquarium? Here's a question. You ever go to the aquariums where you walk through the glass tube and the sharks are swimming over you?
Yeah.
Did you ever go into that?
Yeah, I've done that. The thing about going to those, whenever I go to an aquarium, I have the exact same reaction, and is, I want some sushi. It just makes me so hungry. I'm serious. Watching those fish swim, I'm like, oh my God, I bet he's delicious. Oh, look at the fillets on that one.
See,
I've never tried one of these.
That always makes me feel like that would be hard for you, because it's like you're underwater and then the sea monsters are there.
Yeah, but I can run. I have a plan. When I walk through those things, I know what to do.
You know
do.
There's an end to the tunnel?
Yeah, yeah. And I have a plan. I don't go anywhere I don't have a plan.
Do you remember which Jaws was it? Was it Jaws like
3D? 3D.
That was the one where the tunnel breaks open?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But when you're going into, for instance, that boat where 16 feet below the surface of the dang ocean, they've got a glass room, you're asking for that to bust.
What do you mean?
You're asking for trouble. That's
some real strong glass.
Those restaurants under the water too. You'd have to blindfold me and drug me to get me down in there.
But even then, you'd have to keep me blindfolded and drugged through the meal.
Yeah.
Yeah, was it? I don't know.
Hey, listen, I didn't care for the meal. I didn't care for the restaurant, but thanks for the drugs.
It was a nice nap.
No offense.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing, like, I see it. It sounds like it's a good idea. Or those glass boat tours. And I'm like,
glass bottom boats.
Yeah. I just picture the shark slamming its face into the thing. The glass breaks. And the next thing I know.
Yeah. You learned your lesson from Jaws 3D. An awful movie.
No, it's terrible. But
you know, same thing for Halloween 3. That was an awful movie. The one where they put the masks on and the snakes came out of their heads and everything.
I don't think I saw that one.
Oh, it was just so bad, man.
Oh, it is that time of year. I've been starting to look and see if there's any of the classic horror movies out that I can start watching.
Interesting you say that. There's a guy that I follow. I'm going to see if I can find him right now. And he claims that he is a horror movie aficionado, that he's always watched horror movies. And his list of the top, he says, this is the best horror movies I've ever found, in order with the very best at the top. Smile from 2022, he says, is the best horror movie of all time.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I watched that and I'm still not positive I know how it ended.
The Haunting of Hill House, never saw it.
Oh, I did like that. That's a TV series. Was it the TV series or the movie?
Series one, he said.
Oh, that was really good. It was on Netflix.
Autopsy of Jane Doe, never saw it.
Don't know that one.
The Forest, never saw it.
Oh, I don't think I saw
that. The Shining from 1980. There you go. We're getting one.
That's good.
He's got The Grudge, Evil Dead, Evil Dead Rise, the new ones.
Yeah. Ugh.
It Follows, don't know it. Annabelle with the scary doll.
I love Annabelle.
Which is a real thing.
Yeah.
There's people still around that have that doll.
No, they've passed away, but the doll is still, I believe their kids have the house and the museum still intact.
Now, the doll is actually named Robert, correct? Or is that a different one?
No, that's
one?
A different Robert. That's a different one? Robert is also terrifying, but Robert is like a little weird looking boy doll.
Yeah, yeah.
Annabelle was a Raggedy Ann doll.
Yeah.
And so it's so weird to see it in a glass case with a do not open and all these charms around it. And it's just sweetly sitting there.
The Woman in Black, The Conjuring, Blair Witch Project, Blair Witch, Ghost Ship, It Chapter 2, It 2017, Now, here's one. I wouldn't tell you that The Sixth Sense was a horror movie anyhow.
Yeah, but it really, you know, it's so funny how M. Night really set the bar for suspense movies. It was more suspenseful than anything else. And the jump scares of every once in a while a ghost would pop up.
Yeah.
But
I don't think of that. Well, in that case, then Jacob's Ladder is a horror movie.
True. That's one I haven't seen in forever.
Yeah. Because that's the one with the demons, right?
Yeah.
That are everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is a scary one. But it's nothing compared to Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Oh.
Which was back on Svengoolie the other day.
It held up. They look real.
It's so bad. It is so bad. He's doing like Ghost of Frankenstein. He's doing the classics this month for Halloween. You know, he's doing the black and white Universal Monsters, which you go back and watch those. There's still something about it. You know, you can smell the acting a mile away. The special effects suck, but there's something about it, man.
You know what's funny is I watched the Tom Cruise Mummy.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, no.
I forgot all about that.
Well, first of all, it hurt my feelings because you can't have the mummy and not have Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, and you can't have the mummy and not drink the sarcophagus juice.
Oh, yeah.
Because it gives you special powers.
Well, and now we know, too, there's also mummy cheese.
Mummy cheese.
So you had the mummy cheese. So you got mummy cheese and mummy juice.
Mm.
And then you got all the mummy good mummy powers.
Excuse me. Do you have any mummy crackers?
I need something to eat this with.
I'll wait. Hey, let me ask you this, because I don't know if I'm weird or not, but I don't care. Am I weird? Because I don't care if my food is hot. It doesn't matter what it is. I'm just as fine eating cold. What name of food? Go.
Well, pizza is a bad option.
Pizza's cold. Good.
Yeah, that's fine.
Cold pizza, good.
Steak is good.
Steak, good.
Actually, I'm trying to think, because I just reheated my lunch, and even though I reheated, it never gets fully hot.
Yeah.
So I always just kind of eat it at moderate temperature.
Some things are even better cold, man.
Yeah, like, cold fried chicken's good.
Cold fried chicken is good. Cold spaghetti.
Yeah.
If you got a good sauce. I mean, I'm not saying I'll stand right in the fridge door and eat that with my hands. I'm not saying that.
Oh, I will.
But I know people who have had over to my house who were not okay with the temperature of their food. And they microwaved their food. And I was like, what are you doing? It was so weird to me. But I don't know. Maybe I'm the weird one. Maybe we're supposed to eat our food hot.
No, and I'm trying to think of other examples. But there, I mean, a lot of times, yeah, you could just raw dog it cold or even just room temperature.
The only thing
it
I really...
have to be piping hot like it was fresh.
Only thing I like piping hot is sushi and popsicles.
Oh, God, that's the best.
But other than that...
Dude, remember that whole thing where they were trying to say the drumsticks weren't really ice cream or like...
because they won't melt.
Yeah. So my wife bought a thing of Klondike bars. And she was eating one the other night. She just was like, I'm done. She didn't eat the whole thing and threw it away. The next morning, she's like, for real, check this out. And pulled it out, and it was still.
There's no way.
It hadn't like melted away. It just was kind of still there.
Nuh-uh.
I mean, it wasn't cold, but it didn't like melt till there was just chocolate.
Now, I think that has to do with the amount of real delicious algae that's in that stuff. Isn't that true?
Well, I mean, I was under the impression it was still horse hooves. I'm sure there's a serious amount of gelatin in all those things, and that's what allows them to keep their form. But that's the first thing I thought of was the guy with holding the lighter up to the ice cream cone. It was just kind of like, quit it. It didn't melt.
Emulsifiers, chemical additives mixed with fat and water to help the dessert keep its structure, stabilizes, thicken water to slow down the melting process. And there you go.
There you go.
High solids. That's me. Yeah, so you're the same as me. You don't care if your food's hot or not. So I'm not that. Maybe the people who were at my house are weird. Maybe I got weird friends.
No, I mean, I think it depends, like, right off the gate. But at the same time, like, yeah, my food. Like, I know that whole thing, eat before it gets cold. But then I'm like, well, if it's room temperature, at least then I can eat it as fast as I like to eat.
And sometimes
I don't take my time. Like, are you a fast eater?
No.
See, I am.
No.
I eat like it's going to, the running joke in my house is you're eating like someone's going to take it away from you.
Well, who hurt you? Who took your food?
I don't know.
Who took your food?
All I can think of is like you'll see movies and stuff where someone talks about like, yeah, in prison you got to eat fast.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like I've ever been to prison.
Yeah, right. Well, maybe it's one of your previous convict, you know, identities in the previous life.
Oh.
You learned the hard way in prison. You know, you attack the biggest guy in there on the first day and you eat your food fast.
Yes.
That's what you learned.
Yeah. When I was in Alcatraz back in the day. That's how I learned. Me and all the big time mobsters.
Yeah, man.
I was the guy who escaped, actually.
Is that right?
Yeah, but then I died. I died once I got out.
Oh, man. I tell you, the damn Helene stuff is just going to be going on for years. And I wish I could wave my hand and make that water go away and make those roads come back. You know, if I ever wished for a superpower, it's when something like this comes up, man.
I agree. But, you know, it's kind of one of those things that it's terrible. It's never going to be the same. But
yeah, it will.
But I think, well, it's like that, you know, how much you love the saying that it's the new norm.
I hate that saying so much.
But what I mean by that is that, you know, a lot of the nostalgia or some of the historic stuff might be gone, but I think things will get rebuilt. People always rebuilt.
I tried to find, you know, Biltmore has put an announcement out that you can't go there. If you have reservations between this date and this date, they're canceled. We'll honor your tickets later when we can.
Yeah.
I couldn't find anything about Tweetsie.
No.
I got to imagine.
Blue Ridge Parkway's closed.
And Mystery Hill. I couldn't find anything on Mystery Hill because that's basically a shack on the side of the mountain. And I'm worried about it. But there's the magic. The thing about it is, even if the little house is gone, the magic is still there because I told you, even outside, the magic works.
I don't mean to make light, but I'm just picturing the water running and then spooling and then running back up the hill. Mm-hmm. And then it's very confusing.
Well, they say that it's an optical illusion, but they had these wires where they would do a demonstration. They would roll something on the wire and it would roll up the hill.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh man, that's rigged. They got a string on that. So I picked up an apple off the ground and put it on those wires. It rolled up the dang hill. So it's real.
Well,
and you can't do anything. Nothing will get rid of that magic.
No,
nothing.
No, that magic hill is still there and will be still there.
Exactly.
So don't worry. At some point, we'll go back and you will still be rolling apples up hills.
Oh, man.
But yeah, it's really hard to see right now. But it's like, you know, enough time will pass. And I think also, again, the way the community is kind of banding together and trying to help from all over the state. It's been huge.
Yeah, we're talking about partnering up with a business. It's too early to say, but we're talking about partnering up with a business and filling up some trucks. I just think so many people are trying to do that right now. How are they going to get those in there? Where are you going to put that stuff when you get there? So there's a lot of stuff going on, but if you want to help, like we said, money is the way. Go to 987simon.com and find out how you can either volunteer or give some money, man. We can help our neighbors. We can do this. We can help them rebuild because they're gonna.
Yeah, and if you have any suggestions of places or, you know, charities and things like that, you know, send us a list and
right on. Yeah, we would love to hear from anybody who knows something that we're not thinking of, because, you know, this might shock you, but we don't have all the answers. So we'd love your help. Call anytime, 336-373-0987. Click a like and subscribe and listen to us online at 987simon.com. That's where you'll find those links and stuff. You got a final thought or not?
Just remember, I was right.
He was. Next time.
Get up, get up, get up. It's the Get Up Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.